everybody. No, this is not Archie Bell and the Drells. It's Archie, though. It's not Archie's. It's the 19-ton fruit gum company. There's the Archie's. Hold on. There we go. I knew I had an Archie in there somewhere. All right. You get the picture? We're doing bubblegum music today. Let me turn that down a little bit so we can really talk and really listen to me talk. Okay, you know what this is. This is Time Won't Let Me. This is DJ Barrister. Every week, almost every week, there's a new show with a different theme. And this one's been on the list for a few years to try to do the best I can to cover bubblegum music from the 60s because there's some really good ones. I got about 70 of them lined up for you. We're not going to get to all of them, but you get the picture, though. Bubblegum music from the 60s, you know, partially because Jerry Kazanets died the day a couple days before Christmas. And Kazanets and Katz, those are the guys that did the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and the Ohio Express and Crazy Elephant and Music Explosion, all these bands, if you want to call them that, that did all these great, great, great songs in the 60s. They were all over the AM radio, and they were definitely all over Cleveland, Ohio, where I grew up. A lot of these bands were from Ohio, including the Ohio Express were actually from Ohio. All Jews, all Ohio, all New Jersey, all the time. Amazing. All these great, great songs that gets dismissed as being sugary pop stuff. But in fact, they're not all about food, and they're not all about sweets. And there's a lot of really, really good ones, you know. So just so you know, too, the Archie Sugar Sugar, that was written by Jeff Barry and Andy Kim. Boy, we played Andy Kim enough times. He does Rock Me Gently and Baby I Love You and Underrated, what can I say? And the Archies were one of the many fictional bands. The Archies and the Monkees, of course, off TV shows, you know. Lancelot Link. The chimpanzee guys, the Evolution Revolution. We're going to try to cover all of that, and we're going to try to jam through a lot of the more common ones in the first block or two, and then we're going to get to some more interesting ones, so stick around. I'm sure you'll enjoy my selections. I'm kind of counting on it. Okay, so in this first batch, batch of goodies will be the Music Explosion. That's the first one Kazanets did. Little bit of soul. And then we're going to hear the Ohio Express and Tommy Rowe and Fun and Games and Robin McNamara, Lancelot Link, I mentioned. Let's just keep going. Here we go. I should warn you, I'm going to go fast. We might jam through a couple of these and do pretty quick versions, so get ready for that, okay?
is not enough for you, babe. I'm saying every day, I need the day.
Homeless.
I'm already catching some flack for playing songs that aren't purely technically sugar-coated bubblegum on my list. There's quite a few, actually, because I kind of go all over the map a little bit. You know, I'm going to play some Tommy James. A lot of people think they're a rock band. Well, they don't always rock that hard. And I got a lot to say about a lot of these bands. Tommy James alone I could talk about for a while because they're really an interesting piece of rock history. Anyway, let's go backwards and talk about what I should have played. I meant to play a little bit of Soul by Music Explosion. That was the first one that Kasnitz and Katz did. Most of these records, a lot of the pure bubblegum stuff, were on Buddha Records. Buddha and Kama Sutra. Neil Bogart was the president of that label, and he really embraced this genre. Owned it, you know. It was kind of a pop factory, much like they did with the boy bands in the whatever it was, the 2000s. Anyway, so here we go. We played the Ohio Express. We played Sweeter Than Sugar. That was on Buddha. That was from 1969. Ohio Express, just so you know, were Jerry Levine and Artie Resnick from Mansfield, Ohio. And then after that was Tommy Rowe did Jam Up Jelly Tight. I love that one. After that was Fun and Games doing The Grooviest Girl in the World. Oh, by the way, Tommy Rowe was produced by Steve Barry. It was released on ABC Records in 1969. It was actually his second hit, Jack and Jill being his first. I got notes to read here. Fun and Games, The Grooviest Girl in the World was on Uni Records from Houston, Texas, released in 1968. After that was Robin McNamara doing Laid a Little Lovin' on Me. Easy for you to say. 1970 on the Steed label. They were from Massachusetts, produced by Jeff Berry. Then we played Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution. They were a bunch of chimpanzees who had a TV show. And that song was called Yummy Love, and I could only handle about 45 seconds of that one. They were a fictional band. Those were not actual chimps playing music. And then we played two by Tommy James and the Shondells. We played a couple of the lesser psychedelic and lesser rock ones. We played I Think We're Alone Now, and we played Money Money. A couple things I want to say about Tommy James. By the way, behind us is Jamie doing Ginger Snap. And then here you go. Listen to this. This is a great one. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, who did a lot of the music for the Monkees. This is something called Out and About. But just another word about Tommy James and the Shondells. Obviously, they were on Roulette Records, which was Morris Levy, Total Mob label. famous for hanging people out the window by their ankles. Tommy Jane's book is a great read, and it's a real quick one. Grab that one if you can. And Tommy James had lots of hits, you know, Crimson and Clover and Crystal Blue Persuasion. Hanky Panky was probably his Bubblegum as a God. And, you know, a lot to say about Tommy. He was great. And he was a big star when I grew up. Okay, so we're going to play more of the pure Bubblegum stuff. We're going to play a couple by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Most common ones, Simon Says and 123 Red Light. They're both great songs. And then we're going to play the Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine, and the B-side that I love even more called Rice is Nice. And then a few more, Christie, the Cow Sills, one by Giorgio Moroder when he called himself Giorgio, the King of Disco. Anyway, let's just keep on keeping on the way we do. This is Time Won't Let Me. This is my Bubblegum special. And this is DJ Barrister on Radio Valencia, the transmission from the mission. And here are a couple by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, which, as we all know now, are Jerry Kazanets and Jeff Katz. Geniuses. Ready?
Simon says,
swing them down by your side.
Simple Simon says,
shake them.
Thank you.
Okay, we're getting a little silly now. It happens. We're playing bubblegum music. It's bound to happen. But understand, too, I'm trying to play. I got 83 songs queued up, and I'm trying to avoid just playing all super sweet, sugary pop. And we're going to get to some much more interesting selections as we go on with the show. But I had to get some of the stuff out of the way just to set the table for what the show is about, which is bubblegum music, but a lot of things that are broadly categorized as bubblegum. Okay, so in that set we played, well, we started out with Jamie doing Ginger Snap on the Music Chord label from 1969, and then I talked over that and Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart's version of Out and About. Those are the guys that wrote a lot of stuff for the Monkees. Not just them, though, as you'll find out soon. The 1910 Fruit Gum Company, that's Kasnitz and Katz, part of their factory, did Simon Says and 1-2-3 Red Light. And then those were both on Buddha Records. Buddha was the home of most of the pure bubblegum stuff. That was... Hold on a second, I'm going to move this along. Oh, here we go, Bobby Sherman. Pop star. Okay, where was I? Okay, yeah, I got more to tell you. After 1910 Fruit Gum Company, we played two by the Lemon Pipers. The Lemon Pipers were from Ohio, Oxford, Ohio. They were on Buddha Records. They had a hit with Green Tambourine, but and I love that song. And then they did the B-side of the single was Rice is Nice. It's the one with all the harp. After that was Yellow River by Christie. Christie was the number one single in England in 1970. Actually, a guy named Jeff Christie, a friend of mine, was in that band. My friend Tony Ferguson. Tony was the A&R person at Interscope who signed No Doubt. And then he signed Reverend Horton Heat when I represented them. And Tony was in two great bands. He was in Christie, who just we heard Yellow River, and he was also in Unit 4 Plus 2, who did Concrete and Clay. Beneath My Feet Begin to Crumble. Here's to Tony Ferguson, English guy, A&R guy, Interscope Records, go figure. After that was the Cow Sills doing Indian Lake. Indian Lake is a scene you can make with your little one if you're looking to find, yada, yada, yada. The Cows Hills were a family band, a real one, a really good one, and a lot of them are still around. Unfortunately, Barry died in Katrina. I knew him well, by the way, through Alex in New Orleans. Susan still lives there, Susan Cows Hill. John Cows Hill is now married to Vicki Peterson. They put out a great record last year. And they're originally from Newport, Rhode Island. Oh, my dog is barking. Get another dog. I brought my dog to the office today. Okay, I got to keep going. After the Cows Hills, Indian Lake, we played Looky Looky. That's Giorgio Moroder. Giorgio was the Italian, Italo-disco guy. He's the father of disco, some say. That's got a lot of synth, and that had bits and pieces of Papa Umama by the Rivingtons, which is a classic song, part of my upbringing. Okay, where are we now? Okay, so, and then we heard Ding Dong, the Witch's Dead a little bit, we're listening to Bobby Sherman a little bit, and now we're about to hear the Monkees, Boyce and Hart, the Box Tops, Sacred Ground I'm stomping on, the Jaggers, Derek, the Turtles, Five Americans. Here we go.
Okay. Girl, I don't wanna fight. I'm a little bit more. Bye.
City Rollers doing a cover of a Gentry song as we fade away and I speak. And I tell you what we heard. Well, we started out with the Fifth Estate doing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. They also did Hi Ho, Hi Ho from Snow White. Yeah, you'll be glad to know. Bobby Sherman, who was a major pop idol, doing Easy Come, Easy Go. That was from his album from 1970 called Here Comes Bobby. He was a pure teen idol. I think he appeared a lot on Shindig or Hullabaloo or both. Tommy Voice and Bobby Hart. I'm sorry, first, the Monkees did A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. That was Davey of the Monkees singing. That was Neil Diamond writing that song. And it was produced by Jeff Berry. Then the guys that wrote a lot of the Monkees hits, Tommy Voice and Bobby Hart, did I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. I love that one. Sounds a lot like Tommy James and the Shondells. A lot of this stuff does. And then... Forgive Me, I played the Box Tops doing Cry Like a Baby. And I love the Box Tops, and I love Alex, and I'm real, real familiar with that band and everything they did. And they were from Memphis, Tennessee. They were on Bell Records. And they were not a one-hit wonder. A lot of people think they did The Letter and that's all, but they actually had four hits. They were a four-hit wonder. That's what Alex used to say. They did The Letter. They did Soul Deep. They did Neon Rainbow. And what we heard, Cry Like a Baby. And then we heard the Jaggers, one of my all-time favorites. That's The Rapper. They were on Kama Sutra. They were from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's from 1970. And featuring the vocals of Donny Iris. He was like a big deal in Cleveland when I grew up, too. Here you go. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Oscar Mayer Wieners present Gary and the Hornets.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly love to be. If I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
All right.